Brad and I are going to be in Fairhaven on Sunday for the Ski to See thing, you know, the big festival that goes on there. I don't know what they call it anymore.
The Fairhaven Festival.
They call it the Fairhaven Festival.
I think
now
they still call it the beer garden in the middle of Fairhaven.
Yeah.
That thing's been going on.
So we'll be at our KISM 10 as we always are. Brad and I there like noon to 5, something like that. And come on by, sign up for the 92 days of summer. That is always the biggest sign up point because there's, I don't know, like thousands of people who are going through there,
yeah,
you know, in that 5-hour span.
And I've hosted the midday thing, and then I've hosted the close down one. And the close down one is always chaos because people are hammered.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day.
That's the one that's the shift I usually have.
That's why I pick earlier in the day.
Try to drive out of there, and you're just pinballing people. But the good thing is that some of them are so hammered that when you hit them, they don't even know that you've run them over.
But
you know?
But the penmanship on the sign up sheets gets terrible.
It is bad. And we got to thank our sponsor this year. It's Recreation Northwest. And they've got something called Parkscriptions. This is a national program. It's called Parkscriptions. And Todd,
I like it.
Todd Ellsworth is with Recreation Northwest. He's the guy. And he joins us in here this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, great. Let's start right at the top. What is Recreation Northwest? And then you can explain what Parkscriptions are.
All right. Recreation Northwest is a local nonprofit based in Bellingham. We've been around for over 6 years now. I started on the foundation of the success that we had created with the Bellingham Traverse, which is another multi-sport relay here in town. Since the inception of Recreation Northwest just last year, I have passed the Bellingham Traverse on to another entity who will be running that moving forward so I can focus our organization's mission on working on our new Parkscriptions program and other work that we do around recreation economy advocacy, both locally and statewide.
Parkscriptions. Tell me about Parkscriptions.
Well, Parkscriptions is a program that we have where we work with local healthcare providers to prescribe outdoor time and activity for patients. We're part of a national movement that's taken hold based out of San Francisco, but it's spread across the country, and we partner really closely with a group called Park RX America out of Washington, D.C.
And I like that.
Yeah. Dr. Czar is one of the leading clinicians around the country that goes around and speaks to people and gets them excited about prescribing time for patients outdoors.
And I bet the waiting room is nicer, too.
Yeah, you know? So we're not just talking about, when we're talking about going to the park, necessarily jogging around the park or hiking. It could just be as simple as, hey, just go to the park, hang out in nature, and just chill. Let that soak in, and that can do you some good, right?
Yes, absolutely, and especially for today's audience, all those people out racing for Ski to See, we all have active, healthy lifestyles, but many of us, whether it's physical health or mental health, sometimes we don't remember and realize the benefits of just getting out into nature, to just get out and rest and digest and soak in that which nature affords us for free in our public open spaces.
And you can find a list of all the parks at WhatcomParkFinder.com. And then what do you find about each park if you go to WhatcomParkFinder.com?
Yeah, so as you get into that website, you can search by location. You can type in your address and find the park, your neighborhood park that's closest to you. And then also filter by different amenities, whether it's park benches, what kind of parking is available, if there are trails, if there's playgrounds for your kids or grandkids. So you can really pick and choose which park is right for you. And we've evolved the program really to get back to the foundation of this is working with healthcare providers. And we have a local conglomeration of healthcare providers that have signed on to help us with this program, starting with the main clinic of Family Care Network.
And, I mean, you mentioned not just the physical aspects of getting out to the park and walking around or whatever, but, I mean, who hasn't been out to, like, to a park or something and just digested your food or let the sun get you in the face or smell the salt water or something? It does something for you.
There is, you know, you go on to—we'll just talk about hikes for a second. You go to certain your favorite hike or, you know, I've got some favorite hikes where I go after a busy week— and you're just there, you're with nature, and that chills you. I don't care what pill a doctor could give you All right.
It's like church.
It is. It's, yeah. And so the idea to get healthcare providers or doctors to prescribe it, it's novel, but I could see how it would be very effective.
Yes, absolutely. And so another thing that Recreation Northwest does is we're also the stewards of Fairhaven Park, and we've been working in that city park for 3 years now, and we have an ongoing stewardship project where I have almost 300 native plants in four different gardens that we're tasked with keeping healthy for years to come. And so part of the way that I do that is we sponsor work parties and get out into the woods. So just this last week, I've hosted two work parties, and not just getting in the dirt and digging and taking care of the plants, but also really kind of the three main tenets that we see in leading theories around some of this nature stimuli are just the scent of plants that you have when you're out in nature, especially cedar trees here in the Pacific Rim, in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. Also just the sight of trees swaying in the breeze is very calming for us. And then the other auditory is the sound of birds, sound of running water, and the rustling of leaves. So another popular thing these days is mindfulness. And so for a lot of us, just to be able, like you were saying, get out and chill, what a great place, you know, in the Northwest to do that.
Ah, we are so lucky to be here. I mean, there are more places to chill here, I think, maybe than any other part of the country. Todd, thank you very much. And is there a site that you want to plug where people can go for more information?
Yeah, go to parkscriptions.org, and within that you can find our Park Finder website as well, and that's where you can search and pick what park is right for you.
Parks, programs, and providers, all made easy. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, gentlemen.